Well, we're heading to Estonia next, and a member of NATO and the EU that it is. It has a population of 1.3 million people. The small Baltic country has increased spending on defence to just over 3% of its annual GDP since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Estonia's defence forces of more than 40,000 men and women is mostly made up of reservists, as well as male conscripts between the ages of 18 and 26. A similar trend is happening in Latvia, which reintroduced conscription for young men last year, and Lithuania did similar in 2015, a year after Russia's illegal annexation of Crimea. Our Eastern Europe reporter Liam Nolan has been to the Baltic state to find out more.
I don't really enjoy the aggressiveness and the muds and the testosterone of it all, but don't get me wrong, I think it's a great experience.
Karl Hellrand is a 19-year-old conscript in Estonia's defence forces. He's one of almost 4,000 young men who serve between 8 and 11 months of military service each year in Estonia. And they've been in a heightened sense of alert since the start of Russia's all-out invasion of Ukraine.
At first, the thought of going into war was something very strange to me. It made me nauseous, to be honest. But the more I'm here and the more I'm here with my friends, I begin to understand that it might actually be a possibility.
Karl is serving his 11 months of conscription at the Tapa Army Base, halfway between the capital Tallinn and the border with Russia. He and his fellow conscripts go on manoeuvres in the forest, learn to shoot and drive army jeeps and howitzers. The young men are being trained to fight a potential invasion from Russia.
For us, the threat from Russia has always been real and existential.
Estonian artillery commander Major Milas Tasa.
I can say for my own unit that we have always been in state of readiness. That's the principle of our existence. The commanders always have their phones and contacts ready to act when necessary.
It's not only the Estonians who have their phones at the ready.
We're just staying at high readiness at all times pretty much at the moment now, just in case anything happens.
That's the sergeant of a British anti-tank unit stationed at Tapa. The base is home to more than 2,000 NATO troops, mostly from the UK and France, who train alongside the Estonians.
Our main task while we're here is to make sure we've got a presence close to the border to deter the adversary from advancing essentially into Estonia or any of the NATO countries.
But how big of a threat is Russia to Estonian statehood? The country's defence minister, Hanno Pevkur, had a straight answer for me.
We are pragmatic because we have hostile neighbour, and we don't see that there will be a change in the nearest future in Russia, which means that we have to be prepared. So we do not have the luxury to give away any centimetre, any metre of Estonian land.
Since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Estonia's government has increased annual spending on defence from 2% to more than 3% of the country's GDP. Estonians will pay for that bill through higher taxes from next year. Mr. Pevkur wants other NATO allies to invest more in defence too. But did he think there was a place for countries in Europe to be militarily neutral?
Well, Sweden and Finland have been neutral, and Sweden especially, for a very long time. But even they decided at the moment that it's better to be in the alliance together with the NATO allies. You are on the island, so it's a different story. But nevertheless, I believe that every country should reassess their approach towards Russia.
Close to Tallinn's Freedom Square, there's a feeling of unease among locals when I ask for their views on Russia. Paulina says she doesn't think Russia is much of a threat at the moment, but says that if it wins the war in Ukraine, it could go on to Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania.
I and most Estonian youths grew up being raised by our parents' stories of this Russian time and people being sent away to labor camps and all those horrible things. So it's always been a looming threat, I would say.
I think their previous actions have shown that they somehow regard our country as part of theirs.
Back at Tapa Army Base, Carl, the 19-year-old conscript, says he might study music or art when he's finished his year in the army. But overall, he thinks conscription is the best way to defend this small republic.
you need a force to defend yourself with. So conscription army is our best bet.
That's Army Conscript Carl Hellrand, ending that report from Estonia by Liam Nolan.